This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You have us as the number one radio show out of 82 radio shows across the boards on Genesis Communication right now, and we truly appreciate that. Again, if you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about what the facts are concerning politicians and actors. Let's jump over to hour two. Political champions say, do as I say, but do not do as I do. What happens when you pull the curtain back on them and you begin to judge them accordingly to the Word of God? It's not who they say they are. And I'm highlighting right now, friends, Mr. Leland Yee, a gun control champion. As a matter of fact, he had an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization. Is an anti-gunner who is now being, well, he's heading to prison for weapons trafficking, friends. So what he said, what he portrayed himself to be, and what he did were exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Now, why would he do that? Because that's who he really is. Again, during the end of the last hour, I was highlighting ex-California State Senator Leland Yee, the gun control champion, A-plus ratings from the Brady Campaign Organization, heading to prison for weapons trafficking. Folks, and just think about it. These are the ones that have been busted. And by the way, Luke 12:2 is, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. And that's why they hated Christ too, by the way. John 7:7, read it when you get a moment. John 15, read it when you get a moment. They hated him because he uncovered their cloak of covering. They couldn't hide themselves before a just and a holy God. What about Mitch McConnell? You know, the media really gets behind this guy, too. When the media gets behind politicians, you know that they're a part of the problem. They're the establishment that you're, well, at least you declare that you are, sick and tired of. Mitch McConnell is just that. And I want to tell you guys something, and I will get to this in just a couple moments, friends. But behind Mr. Donald Trump, you have Paul Ryan, and you have Mitch McConnell systematically dismantling your Constitution. And by the way, it's all null and void, only if the American people know that it's null and void. What they're doing is illegal. But let's go to Mitch before we get to Donald. We've all known for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite and advancing the war on drugs, like that of Mitch McConnell. It was reported, not by the mainstream media, of course, that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. Did you hear what I said? This is Mitch McConnell. This is one of those guys the media keeps pushing up and putting in a favorable light. Why? Because he is doing the biddings of special interest groups, not we the people. He's not serving we the people. He's only doing what you're letting him get away with, this crook. I seen him at the RNC in Tampa Bay some time ago, friends, and I got to tell you, What a pathetic man. What a sad case. I mean, really, there's nothing else I can do to identify what I've seen. What a pathetic man. And when I look at him, I am absolutely amazed that guy ever got into the position that he's got now. And the only reason he's there is because he's compromised your country, friends, just like that of Benedict Arnold. The Nation reports the seizure of the narcotics shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from Kentucky, the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. But the Republican Senate minority leader has the closest of ties to the owner of the Ping Mei. The vessel containing the illicit materials, the Foremost Maritime Corporation, a firm founded and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family. Now, I know I'm talking about Mitch McConnell, but this comes to my aid right now. If you think for one moment that your politicians are at war on a global scale with that of Russia and China, you've got another thing coming. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden and his son just solidified a $1 billion contract with the Chinese. See, this has been going on in your country for a long time because they are trying to create that new world order, friends. And you have politicians within that have, folks, the only people that supported going to Barack Hussein Obama were your sworn enemies, communist nations. And you allowed them to stay there for 8 years. What about going over to Hillary Clinton, selling uranium ore to the Russians? Remember the Bundy case? Yeah, see, the Bundys were just holding on to their land while Harry Reid was selling uranium ore to the Chinese as well. See, treason's been going on for a long time in this country. When you go to that of even Billy Bob Willie Clinton, friends, in the 90s, when he was busted, you were told by the media that was covering his true crimes for what he was really doing by trying to smoke and mirror it with that of Monica Lewinsky in adultery. When that and that alone was not the issue, friends. The issue with Willie Clinton back in the 90s was that he was selling your country and the military, American military secrets to that of Russia. I'm sorry, not of Russia, forgive me, but to that of China. It was called ChinaGate. That was all covered up. Go back to Richard Nixon, speaking of treason against their own little people. Not only abortion, but folks, also keep in mind, Watergate was a front for a pedophile ring that was being popped open in Washington, D.C. They didn't report about what it was really about. You got to know that. Matter of fact, going to the issue of abortion, if you don't mind me just going over there really quick, because we're talking about the branch off that trunk right now. These little bunny trails are priceless. But isn't it interesting that during the break, folks, from hour one to hour two, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are actually promulgating, broadcasting news in care of a little animal that was saved. Did you hear that? The little dog that was saved? Great. The Bible says be kind to your animals. But isn't it interesting how they, at the same time, were all elated, friends, that an animal was saved. Praise God he was saved. That's great. Did you hear what took place right after that? A man was stabbed to death. Isn't it interesting they'll promote an animal being saved, but they want you to forget about the 3,000 and 4,000 babies that are being murdered in this country every day. Isn't that treason by the American people? Isn't that crimes against humanity for them to allow the sanction of the murder of the innocent on a daily basis in this country? We need to get this straight. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Talking about the political heroes, the champions say, do as I say, do not do as I do. That's exactly what you put up with, America. Hypocrisy to no end. Talking about Mitch McConnell and his family, how 90 pounds of cocaine was seized aboard the ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. The Chow family. The Nation reported, though Foremost has played a pivotal role in McConnell's life, bestowing the senator with most of his personal wealth and generating thousands in donations to his campaign committees, the drug bust went unnoticed in Kentucky, where every bit of McConnell's related news has generated fodder for the campaign trail. That's because, like many international shipping companies, Chow's firm is shrouded from public view, concealing its identity and limiting its legal liability through an array of tax shelters and foreign registrations. Registered through a limited liability company in the Marshall Islands, the Ping Mei files the Liberian flag. Wow. McConnell's ties to the chaos, or I'm sorry, to the Chows, goes back to the late 1980s when James Chow began donating to the senator. In 1993, McConnell married James's daughter, Elaine Chao, a Republican activist and a former Reagan administration official who would later serve as Secretary of Labor in the George W. Bush cabinet. Folks, they use the same people over and over and over again. Matter of fact, if you look at the current administration, speaking of criminals, Goldman Sachs, Donald Trump has appointed not one, not two, not three, not four, but five members of Goldman Sachs, a criminal organization, to his administration. Just so you know. And of course, you're not being told this because too many people are enamored with Donald Trump. They're not paying attention to what's going on behind the closed doors. No, they're paying attention to the fact that they like Donald Trump, and yet they haven't learned from history. Everybody liked the dictators, and if you didn't, sooner or later, this is what was going to happen, right? But folks, like Elaine Chao, she She was a Republican activist. And notice how they stay close to the light. She's one of the good people. Again, a former activist for the Republican Party and Ronald Reagan's administration. And she served later as a Secretary of Labor in the George W. Bush cabinet. James Chow immigrated to the United States from Taiwan and founded the foremost maritime corporation upon settling in New York. The company has grown significantly over the years, from acting as maritime agent during the Vietnam War to controlling a fleet of approximately 16 dry bulk cargo ships in operation today. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to let you know that Elaine Chao is now Secretary of Transportation in Donald Trump's administration. Just so you know how this has played out, okay? It goes much deeper than that, because now we are finding that Mitch McConnell and others are now selling out Americans to foreign interests as well. But I've said this 150 times. You can go ahead and check out Leviticus 26, verse 15, and Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. Author Peter Schweitzer, who wrote Clinton Cash, has come out with a new book with some very interesting information as well. Schweitzer's Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends, implicates Mitch McConnell and family members as well as others. The list goes on. Again, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg. You know, I've been spending, I'd say a good month and a half, on trying to show people what a communist tactic leading through opposition looks like. We know that constitutionally there is no such thing as a Democratic Party, there's no such thing as a Republican Party, and there's no such thing as the other 101 affiliations concerning their party neither. We're ruled by law, we're a constitutional republic. Nowhere can you prove to me that there is a Democratic Party and a Republican Party. Matter of fact, I remember one time confronting a radio show host at the RNC in Florida when Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan put themselves up to be the good guys so they could sell you out. And I basically went over and confronted this guy out of Minneapolis, and I said, so I'm just kind of curious, how is it that you keep playing the divide and conquer games? He goes, what do you mean? I said, you keep talking about the Republicans and the Democrats, the Republicans and the Democrats. I said, it's nothing but circus of politics. I said, it's divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. Read it when you get a moment. He said, I just think it needs to be that way. I said, but it's not constitutional. As a matter of fact, John Adams, the second president, said it was the greatest evil under the Constitution to drive party spirits one against another. But yet Americans are caught up in the game all day long. And you see over and over and over again them leading through opposition like that of politics. And remember what Jesse Ventura said. Love him or hate him, he was right. He said pro wrestling and politics are identical. That's right. There is no left part, right paradigm, friends. I did a whole article, a whole show on how pro wrestlers are put up into the light of the people. In public, they're arch enemies. Behind closed doors, they're best of friends. So it is with politics. Because the only people that are losing, it's not the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, it's always the American people that are losing to their opposition that they themselves have created. Well, I've been sharing that with the American people and 53 countries for the last month and a half. Well, lo and behold, and I know I'm right because the word tells me I'm right, but it's interesting how just last week CNN came out with none other than a conservative. He calls himself a conservative show host. And CNN came out, and of course I don't trust a thing or believe a thing that they say, but I don't trust the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, any more than I trust them, because they are only giving the information out that's been given to them by those that they complain about. CNN was confronting this conservative with the fact that Donald Trump told 71 lies in 14 days. And you know what the conservative said? He identified leading through opposition, said by Vladimir Lenin, a Russian revolutionary under the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. You know what he said? He said to the reporter from CNN, he said, "Don't you realize the more that you attack Donald Trump, the more that you garner support and drive support to his base?" Yep, that's right. Everybody loves an underdog, don't they? Everybody loves an underdog, don't they? You're being played, America. Simply put, you're being played. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth. He defined what a communist tactic looks like when it's being played out. The more you attack Donald Trump, who attacks Donald Trump more than the CIA-controlled media? Nobody. Why? By design, to drive support to the candidate that the people have grown to like, because the American people haven't paid attention to the fact that Donald Trump has been groomed for 30, 40 years in this country in a favorable light to the people. Now, I think Donald's probably a cool guy, but I also know that he's a traitor. I know what Donald Trump says and what Donald Trump does are two different stories. And see, the problem that we have in this country is we have too many people that are willing to sell out their principles because they like their favorite politician. And I want to tell you something right there. You fail, my friend, to learn from history. Do you think that for some reason 80 million people under Adolf Hitler, do you think that they hated Adolf? Nope. It came across as a favorable dude. Do you think Stalin was a hated dude? Nope. As a matter of fact, they still call him the father of their nation. And you know what's interesting about that? Back in the 30s, friends, President Roosevelt had the American people calling this mass murderer Joseph Stalin. They had Americans calling that mass murderer Uncle Joe. How simply you are deceived. Make yourself sheep, America, and you will be devoured by the wolves. And you are being devoured. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? What are you talking about? Well, just like I've been talking about over the last hour, now hour and a half. Do you remember the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security to the American people? This was on March 29th. I wrote this. Isn't it interesting that the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security to the American people was teed up by Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan, the traitor himself, back in 2015 of December. And it literally funded everything concerning our enemies without and our enemies within. I'm going to highlight that in just a couple of moments, and I'm going to show you folks.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Thousands of people coast-to-coast protesting against U.S. immigration policies, motivated by children being separated from their parents at the southern border. In Newark, New Jersey, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez blasted the policy, which President Trump ended by executive order earlier this month.
We are here to remove the national stain that this president has created on our nation by tearing young children apart from their mothers and their fathers.
Earlier this week, Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway joined the Ingram angle on Fox News to discuss Democrats embracing open borders and elimination of ICE.
When you get past the talker, abolish ICE, which is becoming the leftward lurch for the Democratic Party, it seems, including this week, it borders on, if you get past that, do they really know what they're saying? To me, it spans the spectrum of from the ignorant to the irrational.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time. Set me straight on what I'm about to share with you. We're talking about how we're to judge politicians by their fruit, and I am showing you their fruit. Furthermore, we were talking about political champions saying, do as I say, but do not do as I do. They're all doing the same thing for the most part. You can always tell a politician from a statesman. Statesmen are always under attack, being accused of things that they have not done by the media. A politician is a slang word. They're worthless. The devil can't even use them. So, anyways, in getting up to par with where we're at right now, I was just talking about the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security to the American people. I just wrote this on March 29th, 2018. This was all teed up under Paul Ryan and Barack Hussein Obama in 2015. Here, let me give you the definition of treason in general. It is the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Recently, the news broke that behind the smokescreen of the March on Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump did the unthinkable when he signed off on the budget-busting $1.3 trillion spending bill. Here's a matter of fact, I'm doing live radio right now. $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, and I want to just see what pulls up to the state-controlled media. Okay, so Forbes wrote on it. And I'm looking at, well, what they did is they put it, it's out there for you to see, friends, that it was signed. Fox News, New York Times, the NPR, CNBC. Yeah. Yep. And they all reported on it. But what happened is they reported on it behind the March on Washington. It was the very weekend that, you remember this David Hogg kid that's getting his backside handed to him right now? Remember, he was the kid that was allegedly at the alleged school shooting in Florida there? And he's gonna do his best to disarm the American people. That's not what he's saying he wants to do, but that's what he is trying to do. And then we found out George Soros was behind him again, an international criminal. I guess he can do whatever he wants here in America because no one seems to bring forth the law to execute unto judgment concerning those that violate it, concerning this government today, which in fact is the very purpose. But if you remember right, after that alleged shooting in Florida, and I'm highlighting this on purpose again, men need to be told things twice. Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, Moses, Moses, Samson, Samson, Samuel, Samuel, the list goes on. After that alleged shooting in that school shooting in Florida, do you remember a couple days later they were having a debate on CNN, and then it was a couple, I think it was a week and a half, 2 weeks later, they had the March for Our Lives? Well, someone wanted to know how this was rolling out so fast. It was like it was pre-planned. I mean, CNN was like waiting in the wings to have this debate just a couple days later, mysteriously. And speaking of the Florida alleged shooting that took place there, friends in Florida, it's interesting how they have 70 cameras and we still haven't had any footage released. And the reason that it's not been released because it counters eyewitness accounts because there's false flags all over that alleged shooting, just so you know. But what do? They go right to a gun debate. Then they have this March for Our Lives just mysteriously comes together that quick. Well, there were some people that wanted to know how long this was pre-planned. So what they did is they went to the TSA, I believe, in Washington, D.C., and they found that the permits to have March for Our Lives on that very weekend were applied for months before any school shooting ever took place, allegedly. And I am using the word allegedly on purpose because we still have not been given anything to come up with resolve in mind, heart, or in duty, in any sense of the word, concerning that alleged shooting. But they found out that the permits were applied for months before March for Our Lives, as if to suggest something was coming down the pike. I mean, it kind of reminds me of what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. He said, if anything happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way first. Whoa! How much more today? A president said that. He was also the guy that said presidents are not elected. Presidents are not elected. He said they're selected. You better bet your bottom dollar they're selected. But the American people have been brainwashed to believe that the guy that they have now has actually been put there by their vote. You're sadly mistaken. And when you figure this out, all is going to be good. But during that very weekend, the March on Washington, D.C., it's all there for you to see, friends. Go online, put in $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, and it will tell you what's inside of the bill. This coming from Forbes, Vox, Washington Post, CNN. I don't know how detailed they're going to be about it, but I'm going to give you the details concerning the bill that Donald Trump signed. All teed up by Barack Hussein Obama, the worst president in the history of America, until Donald meets him, and then he calls him first class in front of the world. Remember that? But the news broke that behind the smokescreen of the March on Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump did the unthinkable when he signed off on the budget-busting $1.3 trillion spending bill, which is nothing short of a complete betrayal of the American people, and I'm about to show you. The bill also finances countries that are avowed enemies of America. Article 3, Section 3 talks about treason in the Constitution. And he said that it was signed for national security while funding avowed enemies to America. How does that work? It doesn't work. It destroys. What we found in this bill that Donald Trump signed, now keep in mind, friends, all eyes on Donald. All eyes on Donald. Matter of fact, just the other day, we had Pelosi attacking Donald Trump, talking about leading through opposition again, and Maxine Waters attacking him. You know what they reported a couple days later? It was like Donald Trump was just reelected by the American people all over again. America, you fools. You fools. They've been playing this game for years, driving opposition. They know all the more that the more they attack him, the more support they're going to garner. They know that. This is a tactic. I just explained that over and over and over again. 12 million dollars of that omnibus bill, friends, that you paid for are scholarships for Lebanon. The 20 million dollars for the Middle East Partnership Initiative scholarship program that you just paid for. This is the bill Donald Trump signed as national security. 12 million in military funding for Vietnam. 3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos. Forget about your poor in your backyard, America. Donald wants to take care of those in Laos. 15 million in developmental assistance to China. Whoa, wait a second. China? I thought we owed them a lot of money. We do. $10 million for women's Leos in Afghanistan. What? Really? This all in the bill, friends. $1 million for the World Meteorological Organization. $218 million for promoting democracy development in Egypt. Oh, wait a second. In Europe. Europe's being plundered, friends, all across the boards by design. It's the judgments of the Most High God. You want to go ahead and dare the justice of God and advocate that which he condemns, you're going to get a reply. And they are. And so are we. $218 million for promoting democracy development in Europe. You paid for this, America. This is all Donald Trump's signature. How did he do this? Where did he derive that authority from? We didn't delegate it to him. Well, this is craziness. $10 million for disadvantaged Egyptian students. $1.37 billion for contributions to international organizations. By the way, Donald Trump is a New World Order player. Just so you know. Oh, and might I add, speaking of New World Order players, do you remember Albert Pike? He was one of those Mason guys, you know, one of those bad guys. I'm not magnifying this clown. He's in hell where he belongs now. He wanted to dare the justice of God, and he got a response. And now he's sitting. He is literally in the bed that he made now. Okay, he wanted to play games with his own eternity, and he did. But Albert Pike said that when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. So why don't we put Hillary Clinton, who has no support and the American people hate, and then we'll put up Donald Trump, who has been groomed for 40 years in this country, in a favorable light. Which one do you think is going to win? But yeah, people don't think, do they? Nope. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Jeremiah 5, verse 21. Read it when you get a moment. This omnibus bill contains $10 million for UN environmental programs. $7 million of your dollars allocated illegally to an international conservation program. $5 million for Vietnam Education Foundation grants. $2.57 million for Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe. $15 million to USAID for promoting international higher education between universities. $1 million for the Culture Antiquities Task Force. And $6.25 million for the Ambassador's Funds for Culture Preservation. I got a couple more I want to highlight on the other side. I'm going to bring up the bride, Stephanie. She'll be with me in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. Final chance, friends. Give us a call. Set us straight. Talk to you soon.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, talking about how we're not to take politicians or actors for face value. Two sides of the same coin. We're to judge them by their fruit. So what I'm doing is I'm taking the time to show you what these politicians that are so well loved by the American people as to who they are behind closed doors. Who they really are. This is who they really are. I was just talking about the $1.3 trillion bill that was signed on the very weekend that March for Our Lives on Washington, D.C. was played out, which was pre-planned for over 2 months. Isn't that amazing? And it was sold to the American people as national security while funding avowed enemies to America, all teed up by Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan. As if to suggest that Donald Trump has no idea who Paul Ryan is. Well, let me give you a couple more. There was $1 million for the Culture Antiquities Task Force. This all on your dime. You know what's amazing about this? Is they suffer the abuses of corruption, but the American people will still stand there and attempt to justify what they're paying for, and yet they never delegated authority to politicians to do it in the first place. But because they like the politicians, they attempt to justify them. And the reason they attempt to justify them is because they want to attempt to justify themselves. And it's not going to work. In any sense of the word. Especially on Judgment Day. $6.25 million for the Ambassador's Fund for Culture Preservation. $20 million for countering foreign state propaganda. You're paying for all of this, America. All of you Trumpites that are just going along because he's your favorite politicians and he can do no wrong. I'm showing you the wrong that he has done. When he does right, I'll stand there with him. If he does wrong, I'll be the first one to stand there against him. Because we're not called to throw off the Constitution. We're called to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. And if this isn't a perversion of the Constitution, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. Oh, I forgot to tell you, too. Well, the conservatives in America today, the pro-lifers, are praising Donald Trump for a proposed, that's what I said, proposed bill to stop those that want to kill the innocent in the womb. He's being praised by conservatives for a proposed bill. Nothing more, nothing less. Talking about a victory for a proposed... There's no victory yet. Well, here, let me show you what really happened. Did you know that $51 million of this omnibus bill goes to abortion, the abortion industry? $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health. Wait a second, I thought Donald Trump was going to stop it. See, this is the game. You know, and what's interesting about this is I could sit down and talk with anybody and they would agree with everything I would say. Now, if this was Barack Hussein Obama, this was anybody else, they would be up in arms. But because it was Donald Trump, it's okay. It gets a pass. You hypocrites. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. The worst of men. The worst of men. The worst of men. You're caught up in the games that the media and the politicians contrive on a daily basis. Well, behind the smoke and mirrors, the circus of politics, and your favorite politicians, you're literally being raped of your freedoms. And yet you cheerlead them all the way, every step of the way, can do no wrong. Well, Bradley, are you saying that you're for Hillary Clinton? Are you really that ignorant? You know what's more ignorant than that is people actually believed that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were actually two picks that were put up by the media. You know, I'd share that in Amory, Wisconsin the other day, and one lady, you know, looked at me like I just broke her windows in her house or something. And I said, well, we have a friend that his name was Michael Peruca, and it still is Michael Peruca. He ran for the Constitutional Party in 2004. A reporter came upon Michael Peruca and said, how come you're not getting media attention? Michael Peruca said, they don't want you to know who I am. See, the people that you have in front of you are the people that the media want you to know. And when, America, are you going to figure this out? Especially when you have the conservatives in the professed church hand in glove going the same direction with this administration. And yet, if you would see what's being stacked instead of being drained in the administration, you'd be appalled. But you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. And you don't want to see it because it convicts you and it corrects you. America, love doesn't take the course of not telling you the truth. Love takes the course of always telling you the truth. Because love sets men free in Christ, John 14:6. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. And if you want freedom in this country, then we better get under the right covering. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's where we need to get back to. In America, before all of that, you need to repent. For God commandeth so. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2.
Amen. Repentance and being a principled people, as we're talking about here, is we should be rooted in the Word of God first and foremost with Christ at the center, and then be principled people no matter what side of the aisle people fall upon at all. So I just want to say, for those of you who are listening and say, wow, this is a breath of fresh air, I want to highlight, as Bradley had mentioned, we were just in Amory, Wisconsin this week, and what was exciting about it, I had a gentleman come to the back. I was at the table, and he said, oh, he was all fired up about the message and saying how wonderful it was. Basically, and he said, hey, he's on the radio. He said, he's telling me not what I want to hear, but what I need to hear. He said, I don't want to hear what I want to hear. I want to hear the truth. And that's what's exciting, when people can open up their ears to hear the truth of the Word of God and accept it and conform themselves to the truth in the Word of God, rather than taking the Word of God and trying to conform it to themselves. That's when we're going to begin to see a change in our country. And for people out there who are so excited about what we do, I would have to ask that gentleman, say, well, then please support this work. If you're excited about this message and you're being convicted and you're being lit to not only be a hearer of the word, but to be a doer of the word, you need to go forward and please support this work. For all those of you who are listening to Sons of Liberty and you get blessed every time, convicted, maybe a little angry, maybe a little motivated, maybe all
doing
of the
my
above.
Job.
That's if a preacher, and I heard a man once say, if a preacher hasn't upset you, he hasn't been doing his job, because we're here and the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But if you say, listen, people around America need to hear this message, I want to support this work, we would ask that you please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, when you go on the landing page, you're going to find a button that says Spread the Word. Click on that landing page. You're going to see a short video at the top, once you do, that says Why Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, to see the impact and what your support goes towards. In fact, you know, it's interesting. It's summertime, and sometimes people think, well, summertime, you kind of lay back, you take it easy, you do this and that. Well, for us, we know that while men, you know, we don't want to sleep.
Well, the Bible says in Matthew, it tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares.
Exactly.
And all across the boards in this country, men are sleeping and they should know better.
That's right. And we don't want to be caught sleeping. We don't want to be, we want to be vigilant. So during these summer months, as you think, hey, you know, it's a beautiful summer day, let's take time to relax the family, let's not forget our purpose, which is seeking and saving that which is lost.
Luke 19:10.
Amen. So please do go to Sons of Liberty. Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. You can see the video at the top. For all those who become sons and daughters of Liberty, there's a beautiful certificate that you'll receive, and you can see the different levels of membership, or you can choose whatever is best for you. But please, if you're stirred in your heart, support this work so we can go ahead and reach other people who are just like you, who need to hear the truth. In fact, we'll be in Alexandria, Minnesota coming up next month, State Fair, and then it's off to California. So stay tuned with us, and we'll keep
and
posted.
Arizona.
Amen.
Yeah, okay, so we are out there doing the stuff, folks. By the way, we're about 3 months out right now. If you'd like to book us at any time to come in and shake, rattle, and roll to do what you don't want to do, maybe. A lot of preachers have us do that. Bradley, I wanted you to come in here and say what I couldn't. So if you want to have us to be a part of what you're doing in your local church, whatever the case is, and you want us to come out, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Do check out our store page as well. Folks, we got My War series, which was aired on television for over 42 weeks on a national level, and much more on there as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, if you'd like us to have us on your local radio station where you're from, you're listening with a friend, in a different state, whatever the case is, again, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. And we will talk to you soon. Folks, have a good Sunday. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.